This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Division of the Arts and Humanities at the University of Chicago, offering an interdisciplinary Master of Arts program in humanities that provides individualized attention in a supporting community. The flexible curriculum allows students to focus coursework within a single department or engage with multiple disciplines, creating a uniquely tailored graduate degree. Applications now open for the April 30th deadline at humanities.uchicago.edu.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. The FBI has arrested a man accused of beating Sheila Von Wies Mack of Oak Park to death nearly a dozen years ago. The Sun-Times reports Tommy Schaefer has returned to the United States. In 2014, Von Wies Mack's body was found stuffed in a suitcase outside the St. Regis Bali Resort. The murder was alleged to be part of a plot to access the $1.5 million estate that her then-teenage daughter, Heather Mack, may have inherited. A survey from a Chicago-based organization shows Americans are turning to social media and artificial intelligence for nutrition advice instead of professionals. The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics says nearly half of the survey's respondents acted on advice from a social media influencer, and one in three used AI to create a nutrition or weight loss plan, often without talking to a dietitian. Those experts are trained to make personalized recommendations, care that's designed with your goals and the latest industry science in mind. The Academy says much of the information Americans use to fuel their own research about what to eat and what AI uses to make recommendations is fiction, disguised as facts. So while doing your own research isn't bad per se, the Academy recommends talking to a professional before making nutrition decisions. The Harvey City Council has unanimously elected First Ward Alderperson Shirley Drewenski as acting mayor of the South Suburb. It comes nearly 1 month after Harvey's previous mayor, Christopher Clark, died. Drewenski will serve the remainder of Clark's term through next year. In the Oscar-nominated movie Sinners, Chicago plays a silent but important role. The story begins with twin brothers Stack and Smoke returning home to the Mississippi Delta after several years in Chicago. The film subtly nods to the city through references to Buddy Guy, mob ties, and a Pullman train car. Sun-Times columnist Natalie Moore tells WBEZ's In the Loop that Chicago shapes the twin brothers, along with the 1920s-era movement that uplifted black art and culture.
The New Negro Movement is a coined term by scholar Elaine Locke. So in the 1920s, you had a generation of black folks who had not been slaves, who had this self-determination.
Moore says the brothers could have crossed paths in Chicago with everyone from Thomas Dorsey, the father of gospel music, to Jesse Bingham, the first black banker. NFL draft prospects will hit the field at the scouting combine in Indianapolis starting tomorrow. But before the Bears decide who they'll be taking with the 25th overall draft pick, they have a number of decisions to make about their current roster. Several key players have expiring contracts, and the Bears have a limited amount of cap space to go around. Head coach Ben Johnson says he knows it'll be impossible to keep last year's squad together.
This is one of the closest-knit groups I've ever been a part of, last year's team, and that's hard to generate. I wish there was some magic stick that you could just float on out there to make that happen, and yet we have to do what's best for the team. And as we stack back up the 90-man roster again, we've got numerous holes to fill, and I know Ryan and I are committed to making it the most competitive roster we can.
Most of the big names set to be free agents are on the defensive side of the ball, like cornerback Nashawn Wright and safeties Kevin Byard and Jaquan Brisker. Free agency opens up March 11th. You're listening to The Rundown. Black boys and men have to scale high walls to get a college degree. They're the least likely demographic to get their diploma within 6 years. But mentors can give them a leg up by sharing their experiences and connections to resources. And experts say there are more young people than mentors in Chicago who could benefit from this support. Local organizers have this plea for Chicagoans to put themselves forward and advice on how to do it well. My WBEZ colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip reports.
I reach out to Cortez Watson Jr. to ask how students can go about finding mentors. He helps run a mentoring program on the South Side called Young Black Men of Honor. Pretty much right off the bat, he tells me, I'm asking the wrong question.
Why are we asking the people with the least power to figure out something?
He puts it another way.
Don't ask these boys, ask the people who can show up.
Because black boys and young men trying to access college are already dealing with a lot. They're more likely than their classmates to have to balance work and caregiving with class and to be the first in their family to pursue higher education. And they are more likely to come up against the idea that they are not college material. Research has shown that mentors, especially those who are also Black and male identifying, can help students feel less alone with all this and to help them figure out how to navigate it. But mentors with post-secondary experience are harder to find in Black and segregated communities. That's why Watson Jr. says people of all backgrounds can and should put themselves forward.
It's really just starting where you're at. And then lots of questions, not lots of answers. Questions.
Questions, Watson Jr. says, because mentors need to get to know their mentees and their circumstances before trying to help.
Your heart's got to be in the right place because the work is hard work.
You could be helping your mentee figure out how they're going to pay for their next semester of college or brainstorming places to find community on their predominantly white campus. Nakia Samuels directs youth programming for the nonprofit Chicago Urban League, also on the South Side.
Sometimes it's so much trauma that you have to fight through. They're, you know, having to be a babysitter, a caregiver for their siblings, all those things coupled with just trying to just survive.
Samuels is launching a mentoring program this spring for Black youth ages 11 to 21, funded by a grant from the city of Chicago. She's currently recruiting volunteers.
I just want people to know that no matter what your background, you always have something to offer.
Samuels says maybe you're into crafting or opera and you worry you won't be able to relate to a young Black student. But chances are someone does share your interests. Even if they don't, she says, that's not what matters most.
A good mentor is somebody who is going to be respectful. They're going to be consistent, reliable, you know, present. They're going to keep their commitments.
Consistency trumps frequency when it comes to checking in with your mentee. Just as important, Samuel says, is mentors being upfront about how much time and support they can offer.
If there's something beyond what the mentor can do or there can speak to, there'll be other resources.
Maybe your mentee needs mental health counseling or is dealing with food insecurity. That may feel beyond a mentor's expertise, but it's very likely that they have a network of friends and colleagues who can connect students to just what they need. Sometimes, though, mentoring might just require listening and affirming a mentee's strengths.
Our children don't hear that enough. Right? They don't hear this is what you're great at. It's always what you don't.
Finally, Samuel says,
you have to be willing to volunteer and expect nothing in return.
There may be times when your mentee doesn't follow your advice, or they screw up, or they face some kind of hardship. Maybe they're failing a class or about to drop out altogether. That can be hard to watch. But those are the exact moments when mentors need to be ready to listen, remind mentees of their worth, and help them move forward. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
Partly cloudy, our weather forecast for tonight. Expect lows in the low to mid 20s. Sunny for our Thursday with highs in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.